AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says more help will be on the way for firefighters battling big wildfires in Canada.
We already have 600 American firefighters on the ground and been there for a while in Canada, including hotshots and the smoke jumper crews.
Smoke from these fires has impacted air quality in some places.
To keep up to date on the air quality in real time, go to the app that we provide. It's called airnow.gov. And check on one another.
An event at the White House today was postponed because of smoke and haze. In a surprise decision, the Supreme Court rejected a GOP effort to weaken the Voting Rights Act.
The High Court has affirmed a lower court ruling that found Alabama likely violated the act with its congressional map. In a state where more than one in four residents is black, the map has just one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts. Alabama and Louisiana will now have to redraw the maps to boost black representation. It's a surprise because the Supreme Court allowed Alabama to use the challenged map in last year's elections. In October's oral arguments, the justices appeared willing to make it harder to challenge redistricting plans as racially discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. Two conservatives joined the court's liberals in the 5-4 ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing an amendment to the U.S. Constitution to tighten access to guns. A freight train carrying new cars and trucks derailed in northern Arizona. Evangelist Pat Robertson has died. The founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network was also involved in politics. He ran in 1988 for president. In 2016, Robertson backed Donald Trump for president.
Trump is a modern-day Cyrus. He's placed in by the hand of the Lord.
Pat Robertson was 93. This is AP News. States are revisiting laws to decriminalize test strips that detect fentanyl.
Waverly Willis, who owns the Urban Cuts Barbershop in Cleveland, isn't shy about leaving out a box of free drug screening tests with the message, your drugs could contain fentanyl. He figures he'd be dead if the synthetic opioid was as widely prevalent before he found his way to sobriety nearly 18 years ago. This spring, Ohio joined at least 20 other states since 2018 whose lawmakers formally decriminalized the small paper strips. For any drug that can be dissolved in water, the CDC recommends the tests as a low-cost way to prevent drug overdoses. Advocates say they can help a user reconsider and seek help. Yet the tests are still considered illegal in some states, outlawed under drug paraphernalia laws dating to the 1970s and 80s. Kansas will decriminalize the tests with a law that goes into effect July 1st. Brandi Harris, who lost her son in April of 2022, says she believes he'd still be alive if he'd had something to show him what he was ingesting. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.